I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Poor staff service, limited transportation to medical facilities, and a lack of regional services were a few concerns expressed by veterans Wednesday during a town hall meeting hosted by Overton Brooks VA Medical Center of Shreveport. Hospital officials heard from dozens of veterans to listen to their thoughts, concerns, and ideas. The meeting's one of several Overton Brooks plans to host in Monroe to share veterans' experiences within the VA health system and discuss problem areas. The main complaint was the way veterans are treated at some of the VA medical facilities by staff members. Most commended the level of medical service they receive from healthcare providers, but the main source of contention is the staff members who greet the veterans. Overton Brooks Director Toby Matthew says customer service is an area the VA knows needs to be addressed and efforts are underway to improve the service. Some 40,000 classified civil employees will see an increase in their paychecks this month, some for the first time in years. Funding for the 4% boost is included in the Jindal administration's budget that went into effect July 1st. The raise comes as the administration is preparing to implement state health insurance program changes, which include increased out-of-pocket expenses for many of the same employees. The state budget included more than $60 million to cover the cost of the so-called performance adjustments. Employees had to rate successful or exceptional in their job performance in order to get the pay increase. Attorney General Buddy Caldwell is encouraging parents of teens to take part in National Medicine Abuse Awareness Month. Amanda Larkins is the Commerce and Consumer Liaison for the State Attorney General's Office. She says they want the community to know about over-the-counter medicine abuse among teens, especially the cough suppressant DXM.
Approximately 1 in 25 teens report abusing excessive amounts of over-the-counter cough medicine containing DXM to get high.
She says that's according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Larkin says by law, minors are now banned from purchasing products containing DXM.
Louisiana's new law is a powerful tool that keeps the fight against over-the-counter medicine abuse in the forefront.
Larkin says the hope is that laws like this will reduce the number of teens who use cough medicine to get high. She says it's all part of the Stop Medicine Abuse campaign, which encourages parents to be proactive. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu is shaking up her campaign staff, ousting her campaign manager and bringing in familiar faces from other successful races. The Democratic incumbent is fighting for political survival, locked in a tough re-election bid against two main Republican challengers and targeted by the national GOP in their effort to regain Senate control. Adam Sullivan has been replaced as manager with Ryan Barney, who ran the winning New Orleans mayoral campaign of Landrieu's brother, Mitch. Sullivan will remain with the title of senior advisor. Norma Jane Sebastian, Landrieu's former chief of staff and longtime political advisor, also will be working on the campaign. Landrieu spokesman Matthew Lerner says the moves are similar to what was done in previous campaigns, bringing in longtime trusted advisors in the final weeks. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies late this afternoon, the high today in the upper 80s.